from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's a Friday. It's a football Friday. It's brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Ladies and gentlemen, he is back again, ready to give you all of the best weather details that you can have for Sunday's game. He had me scared earlier in the week, but I think he's going to put me in a bit of a better spot today. We're going to find out right now from our guy, Patrick Hamer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
And Pat joins us here on the West Her Hotline. Now, I've never asked you, do you prefer Pat or Patrick, or does it matter or no?
You know what? I'm glad you asked. So it is Patrick. There's some people that just go with Pat, and I just let it go.
Okay.
But it is. I know my Twitter handle is Pat.
Yeah.
Hammer, but it's Patrick. Like, my wife is Kimberly. If you call her Kim, she won't even respond. It's got to be Kimberly. I'm not that crazy.
I respect it. I mean, your name is your name, right? I mean, listen, for me, if my mom called me Salvatore, I was in trouble, right? I mean, that was like the way, like, she
100%.
Yeah, but otherwise, you know. Well, I'll make sure I call you Patrick from now on. And you can be in trouble depending on what forecast you give me, you know. And if you give me a wrong one, maybe I will call you Pat. If you give me a bad one, I'm mad at you, right? There we go.
You might put another word before my name if I'm wrong.
I love it. Hey, listen, last week you gave us a little look ahead. You said there was a system coming. And of course, the system is coming. You could tell us a little bit about that, what the timing of that is. And as the week started going, there was some question about what Sunday's going to look like. I've gone through all of the emotions. So tell me what emotion I need to feel about Sunday.
Well, okay, Sal, as your therapist, let's find a leather couch, have you lay down, and let's walk you through this, okay? So, a week ago, we're like, the apps are showing sunshine, and maybe there's a little weather system. And by the way, I'm all for weather apps. You can use them. It's just that in the long range, they can be somewhat not trustworthy. But, you know, in the short term, apps are fine. But, you know, last Friday, we were looking at something, you know, 10 days out. So that system that we sniffed out is, in fact, here. And as you can look outside, the skies are clouding up, and we're going to have some rain today and certainly overnight tonight. But as this thing has evolved, it's kind of moving through rather quickly. So that by Sunday, this system should be pretty much out of here, leaving us with what should be a very nice,
love it,
I mean, a perfect football day. Now, having said that, there's just a couple of little subplots here that I want to just lay out, okay?
Yep.
Well, first of all, it's going to be a nice day. It's going to be, of course, on the cooler side. This is going to be a mid to late October type feel temperature-wise, okay? Probably right around 60 degrees or so, maybe. But, you know, when the sun is out, you're in that stadium, 60 still can feel pretty nice. It will be breezy. There will be a southwest wind to a westerly wind, 10 to 20. It could gust as high as 25 miles an hour. So just a heads up for that. For early Dawn Patrol tailgaters, the air mass that's coming in is really cold for this time of the year, okay? So even though the system is moving out of here by Sunday, this really chilly air aloft is still over us, okay? And this time of the year, you can't turn your back on a warm lake and a chilly air mass coming overhead, because sometimes that can spit out some clouds and even a little light shower. And there's maybe two little opportunities for that. Early in the morning, like overnight, Saturday night into Sunday morning, okay, there's a small chance. Then the sky should clear and it should be a pretty nice day. But a couple of clouds still could drift over the stadium, over the lake, from the lake, okay? The second opportunity is possibly later, maybe towards the end of the game, where you're getting a little daytime heating. Again, the combo of the chilly air, the warm lake. We've all been here long enough. This lake can do weird things. Yeah. And, I can't rule out an isolated shower popping up in the afternoon. Hope it doesn't happen. May not happen. But I'm not trying to cover myself, but just, yeah. I can't ignore that opportunity, okay?
But it wouldn't be something like, I mean, do you see what we saw in Kansas? Did you see what happened in Kansas City last night before the game?
I turned it on. I know there was a weather delay, but I didn't actually see the weather.
Holy
that,
cow.
I mean, I'm assuming, was it a downpour?
Oh, it was, yeah, it was. I mean, it was lightning, monsooning,
yeah.
Basically. So I go and look at the weather in Kansas City, because I'm trying, okay, what are they looking at here? And it was just like this little blip, this little one that went through, but it was massively hard, the rain that was coming down and the lightning.
Kind of reminds you of the preseason game against Pittsburgh, right? Where it wasn't but there was that one storm right before the game, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. It's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah. So yeah, that's Kansas
so,
City for you. Remember we? Yeah.
Yeah. No. Real quick. So when you're talking about an isolated shower, that you're just talking about if it pops up, it shouldn't last long, but you might get a little wet, and then it's all gone.
A little like a sprinkle.
Okay.
A little right rain shower, then it's gone.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't bring your rain gear. I'm just saying, wait, I thought it was supposed to be. It is going to be generally a really nice day, but early in the morning, and then again, later on, there could be a little pop-up shower. But all in all, we should be feeling good about Sunday's weather.
And you know me, I don't love the wind, right? I mean, for football, it's just it plays havoc with the game, and you want to see it. I know, the punt returners, the kick returners, the field goals. I mean, a breezy day, but we're not talking overly windy where, oh my God, this is going to have a major impact on the game.
You know, I you and I were at the Wing Fest at the stadium a week ago, and it was not a windy day at all by any means. But, I mean, it was supposed to be breezy. There was a time that Sunday, early afternoon, it felt windy there,
Yeah.
I mean, that location, just with its proximity to the lake, it just gets swirly. And then the wind completely died off. I think for this...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sunday, I think this is the kind of a breeze that could have a little bit of an impact on the kicking game.
Okay.
I do believe so. I think it's not a strong gale.
Sure.
But, you get 10 to 20 miles an hour, but then that occasional gust to 30, that can have an effect.
Okay, so this little system that's coming in, what's the timing for? I know you just kind of ran through this a little bit, but what should we be aware of overnight, tonight, into tomorrow, and throughout Saturday?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about, you know, high school football tonight. I believe there's a slew of games.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're going to have a quick little shower possibly in the next hour or two. But then as we head into the afternoon and evening, rain chances are going to ramp up. It will definitely rain overnight tonight. And it's going to be a good soaking rain. But the evening, there could be issues with the Bisons game. There could be issues again. Your kids have afternoon sports practice or any kind of game. And, of course, football tonight, there is a chance of some rain and even some thunder rolling through. So the most unsettled period of this weekend is from this evening through early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow will not be a washout. Initially, it looked like it could have been. But this rain is on the move. So a lot of this falls while we sleep. Tomorrow, kind of cloudy. There will be some spotty showers around, but it will be cool. It's only going to be most of the day will be in the upper 50s, low 60s. I know, crazy for this time of year.
And then, Pat, the Bills have a quick turnaround. Jump on a plane to go to Miami Wednesday, play the Miami Dolphins on Thursday night. It's September in Miami. It is a night game. We've had all different weather over the years there as far as rain, as far as heat, as far as humidity. We know that. What are the early indications for Thursday, even Wednesday, and maybe, you know, into that for people who are going down there next week?
Yeah, a very typical kind of late summer, early fall weather pattern down there pretty much all week. Temperatures around 90. You know, for a high, which means probably low to mid 80s for the game. Very humid, and there will be shower chances each and every day next week. I know they're hard to time in that environment, as you know, but there is probably a 50 to 60% chance of some rain passing through during the game, which means there's also a 50% chance it doesn't.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying there will be showers and thunderstorms around Miami. And most of Florida, quite frankly, next week. So if you're heading there, there will be rain. Just hope we can avoid the game. But showers are in the forecast.
I mean, literally, like you talk about the apps, they could literally copy and paste this time of year for Miami, right? That's what, copy, paste. It's just crazy.
You look for yourself. If you just go onto an app or you look at an official forecast, it's literally 89 degrees, 50% chance of rain, Monday through Friday. Now, when you get closer, you can be more specific and you can see what's happening exactly. But at this point, when you're a week out, you're kind of in generalities at this point. So, yeah, it's a copy and paste forecast next week for Miami.
You know, Patrick, I feel like there's been a less active hurricane season in the Atlantic. But I know there are a few systems out there right now. Is that my imagination or is that true?
There are, but nothing that's really developing or forecast to develop. We're breaking all sorts of, or are about to break records for a lack of hurricane activity in the Atlantic for this time of the year. Like, if nothing happens today or tomorrow, it'll be the first time in like 30 years there hasn't been a tropical system for the first week of September. It's crazy, given the predictions of such a crazy hurricane season.
Yeah.
And now, this season, you know, we're nearing the peak, so a lot can still happen. There are a few systems out there, but nothing that's of concern in the next, you know, 5-6 days. So I have a feeling it's going to ramp up later on this month. But for now, yeah, it's been very quiet.
I don't mean to put you on the spot if you haven't looked at it, but considering it's, you know, in New York still, tomorrow night, Jesse Pegula plays 4 p.m. At the U.S. Open. Any disruption there from what you've seen on your weather models?
Yes, rain is going to be heading there.
Wow.
So that is, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm heading in that direction myself. So the rain that's coming through here overnight is going to be basically traveling down the thruway through tomorrow, heading right for New York tomorrow evening. So that could be hopefully not an issue, but it's certainly a possibility.
Did you watch last night? Did you watch her play?
I watched some of it. My daughter had a tennis match, so I was all thrown off, and I couldn't, you know, I got a late start on everything.
I didn't know your daughter plays tennis. Hold on. I didn't know your daughter plays tennis. Tell me about that. Tell us about that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she plays for Hamburg. So we had a tennis match against Amherst yesterday. And, you know, sometimes the Amherst to Hamburg drive can be 20 minutes or it can be an hour. Anyway, so I got kind of back late, but I just, the thing I just can't fathom is how down she was early on in the match, in the rally.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It was awesome.
And I love what Coach said. I was able to listen in earlier, how humble she is. You know Coach loves humility.
I can attest. She really is. You would not know. Yeah. You know, in our business, as we know, Pat, right, in our business,
right,
that we get to spend time and meet a lot of different people. And sometimes it's like larger than life, you know, people that in their industry, whatever it is. This is the number 4 ranked women's tennis player in the world. And she could be just like out at a random Buffalo Bills practice one day and just kind of chatting with you. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love, you know, her Buffalo references she makes when she thanks the crowd after a victory all the time. And
yeah,
in a hostile environment, right? And she's like, yeah, go Bills. I love it. You know, in New York Jets territory. I love that. Yes, it was a great victory and so proud. And gosh, I hope she's able to repeat it tomorrow night.
If you are up for it, maybe we could do something next week sometime here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show before the Miami game.
Let's midweek. Let's get together and we'll go over Dolphins, Bills.
And
believe they're playing them already.
Yeah, of course. And what it's going to be like on A1A and Elbow Room and everything on Wednesday night, where all the Bills fans are going to be gathering. We could talk about that.
Yeah,
hey, Patrick, thank you as always. Really looking forward to our weekly chats once again, and really appreciate you keeping all Bills fans and everybody else informed on the weather.
All right. Talk next week.
All right. You got it. That is Patrick Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist on the Western Hotline. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on this Friday of Week 1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.